I win, fuck you, die, 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 dog.
Alright. That was fun. Anyways, how you doing today?
I'm doing good. Are we really gonna leave that in the beginning? Just said
I think
start off?
I think we might.
I like that. It's a little
yeah.
Tells us of our characters.
Yeah.
Our audience will know.
So, anyways, my name is Matt, and I'm joined here with my co-host
Brian.
My
nice to
little
meet you.
My little captain, little captain.
Captain, my captain.
That's like one of those play on things, like when you call someone like Skinny Joe, and he's just a big fat piece of shit. It's like you got
because I'm a
little Brian's
disgruntled,
like
poor bitch.
He's got like bowling ball shoulders, and like it looks like someone shoved peppers up his calves. Used to be a try. What is it called? A prodigy, for the sports prodigy.
They say
no,
because
you've been in sports like all your life, though, right? Like I mean, up until
since
like
fourth grade.
Okay, yeah.
Did football all throughout track.
Yeah, and then you joined the soccer team for like what, like half the year, like for the soccer season. Did you actually play in any games?
I did.
What did you do? Did you touch the ball at all?
I did, actually. I saved a goal, and Nick was proud of me.
Did you have that instinct, and you just, like, tackle the shit out of somebody?
Like, on the field? I see the ball. Like, I go to the goalie because he's, like, carrying the ball, and I'm just like, you know, I can't have you doing that.
You're just, like, a bouncer outside. You're just like, not today. Cross your arms.
I have the headset on with a black shirt.
On the hockey field. And he was like, sorry, sir, what was your name again? And he was like, I'm trying to get past you.
No.
Like, sorry, sir. And then you just have your clipboard and you just whack him across the face.
I like that. Just say, fuck you.
Yeah. So we've known each other for, like, what?
Pretty long time.
More than 10 years, which is scary because...
More than 10 years.
That's a very... Yeah, this is, third grade.
I knew you since third grade. Didn't start hanging out till what? Fifth, sixth?
Yeah, but you know what's weird?
Sixth grade?
Yeah, I know, but I think I got invited to your party in, like, third grade.
You,
or third or fourth grade. I remember
for some
reason.
To the Exploratorium?
Reason.
Or where was
it? No, I don't think so. We went to, like... all I remember is to, like, some... like, Jungle Gym or something like that? I think I was, like,
yes.
fourth or fifth grade.
Yes.
I didn't even know you, and I was invited.
that's the middle school parents. Like they always
Well, they organized that.
Yeah, they orchestrated.
Because I remember when I was little, before I knew anybody, like, my birthday was coming up, I wasn't planning on anything. I was just like, when you're little, you just expect kids
yeah,
to come.
Exactly.
And then,
kids to come, and then you get your sports...
my mom handed out invitations and everything to
that
just
was the best
strangers.
In middle school. You get the invitation
oh
to the
my
party.
God. Oh, my God.
Just open it up. You're just like, you're cordially invited to Blank's party. And it's just great. It's a great feeling.
I went to so many
it's
of those.
Them feels.
Like, why can't that, like, shit. I don't understand. Yeah, I remember my mom used to invite kids who I didn't even know, like, before I even knew them. Like, she'd just, like, find kids in the class, and they, for some reason, they were, like, I guess the popular kids for some reason.
Yeah.
Hold on, let me get the power cord. Just...
Should I just keep talking?
Tell me something.
We're just, just been a blossomed friendship ever since then. We
work at the same place.
We work at the same place, which is great. I always, I actually always wanted to work here, but
you don't want to work
I didn't have.
No one wants
I was at
to
Mill Green.
No one wants to work at a head shop.
a lot worse.
You're a liar if you want to work here.
Yeah, I want.
Everyone
to die.
Wants to work here. We work at a head shop where we sell paraphernalia and other sorts of tobacco products. We've been judged. We got some terrible customers.
Oh yes.
You know that's the one. I don't know where anywhere else. We have, like, such a laid-back job where it comes to the point where you're upset just to see people because half the time you're alone doing nothing.
And just walking in, too. Like, you see them across the street and you're just... Your day goes away.
That satisfaction of just seeing people leave you alone all the time. Anyways, have you heard about this? You know, I watched a documentary last night, the Vice documentary about 3D printing. Have you Do you know anything about 3D printing?
I don't, because it's probably a piece of shit. I don't like the idea.
You can print out anything. You know what's the weird thing is?
But there's nothing useful that you could do. If you print out a gun, you can't shoot
it. This is, like,
it.
The future, though. You know when you, like, watch those old, like, what they saw the future was, like, 20 years ago? Like, where we had flying cars?
Yes.
I don't know. Where they didn't never had, like, 3D printing. They always had, like, when I was watching Back to the Future, what was really weird is they put, like, a tiny disc of pizza in the thing, and all of a sudden
and
it blows up.
Oh, God, what was that? Where basically you add water and it grows to a full meal. It's like the hydro meal or something.
People thought robots were going to be here. The best one was Blade Runner.
Yes.
I still love that movie so much. It's like sex robots. You know what's weird? In China, no, it's Japan, they make child sex dolls.
Yeah,
no, they're not sex dolls. They're child dolls, but
realistic
they're anatomically correct.
Yeah. Exactly.
Which
and,
is really gross.
And they say, I know, what they say, you could do whatever you want, like, we won't judge you or something like that?
Yeah, the creators are, they said, I don't know if it's here, but in the UK, they're like, oh, we have a very select clientele, we're not in charge of what they do with it, we're just producing, it's like, what is your market like? It's like, oh, we have a very, very small amount of customers, like, they have this whole speech prepared for, like, what they're supposed to say, so they don't get fucked over by so the only thing they ask is like, okay, you can fuck the kids or do whatever, you just can't advertise it. Okay, the dolls, all right, we're not gonna call them kids.
Yeah.
But you know, who the fuck cares?
Which is kind of like our shop, like our pipes. It's like we know you smoke weed out of it.
Well, I don't know that, we can't say that kind of shit. What is this we got? I thought we said no microphones. I mean, no phones.
I'm sorry.
You dumb bitch.
Don't scream at me.
Because they called him, like, gods of the field.
But yeah, back to the child doll.
Question is,
technically it's, I guess, it's a necessary evil.
Okay, back then, like, all the way back then, it was, like, normal, because people died when they were, like, in their 30s, like, back then, so, it's not really weird to have sex, like, you had fucking kings or, like, fucking disgusting people having sex with, like, 12, 16-year-olds, and I don't know how developed they were back then, but, it was getting kind of weird conversation. Have you seen any good movies lately?
You know what, I have not, but I know Iron Man 3 is coming out soon. I didn't really like Iron Man 2. You know, I'm a Marvels fan.
I didn't like, what was he supposed to be? Whiplash? That was supposed to be
Mickey
Rourke?
Mickey Rourke, yeah. Yep.
Talk about a career resurgence. What was it? He was in the Wrestler. And then, what else was he in?
Expendables, I think.
No, he wasn't in Expendables.
No? I think the second
one. Who's in the Spindles? Yeah, Dolph Lundgren, which was, it's crazy. He has like a PhD and all this kind of masters in like engineering and everything. He's such a smart dude. I think he has like, they said he is like one of the smartest guys too. You have him, you have Stallone, you have, what is his name? Yes,
Schwarzenegger,
Jason Statham.
You have
Schwarzenegger makes
Norris,
a small
appearance. I guess.
Chuck Norris. No, you know what? I think he was in that movie. Like, they got all of the action stars of everything and just put him in. I don't know who else you could actually fit in that movie. I'm surprised they didn't put, like, Vin Diesel in there. Which is, it's dying down. Well,
no, but I what I understand about the movie, I didn't really like it, to be honest.
I'm not big on the Marvel. Like, I am a fan of Marvel, but, like, I don't follow it. I'm a fan
religiously.
I'm a fan of the Marvel.
Amen.
Amen. I'm a fan of the Marvel movie, comics and everything. I don't really follow it, but, you know, I don't know what much is there for Iron Man except the fact that it's Robert Downey Jr.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like Robert Downey Jr. is more important right now than, like, Iron Man, because what he fights, I don't know how exciting it is to fight, like, I might as well watch, like, a full-blown action movie rather than watching you know, Robert Downey Jr. get drunk and say funny things for a while. You know, maybe.
That's, I don't know. I like that.
I like it, but I mean, just as far as action hero movie goes, it's just not my cup of tea. Like, I never, like, Punisher. Well, I just think they can't do Punisher right. That's why.
Or Spawn.
Spawn was funny. I wish they'd make a remake, but I really like Michael J. White as an actress. Mm-hmm. Actor.
Actress. He's alive.
Hey, bitch. Michael J. White is
yes.
I didn't know that.
He's talented.
He was in Spawn, and he's in what was that? The newest. He was in the Dark Knight. I'm just
really.
Fuck, I can't. No. Black Dynamite. Yeah, he was in that one really quick scene in the Dark Knight with the Joker. You know, he did the magic trick. He did that on his partner, and then later on, he like slashed the side of his face.
You're absolutely right.
Just like the Black Dahlia,
dude. It's crazy. Crazy.
They found all the girls just slashed up the side of the face, right? Like mutilated.
It's just crazy, their method of operation.
I mean, honestly, we as a people are free to do whatever. We just have a very constricted thing. I'm just kind of picking things off from what I saw in the documentary. But basically, it's like we have freedom. So because of that, the government, there's a power that feels like they have to restrict that from us from doing whatever we want. But that doesn't apply to murder, because
that's true. Yeah. That's
murder is bad. Killing people's bad. When people are killed, they die. And when they die, they don't come back.
Unless you believe in a certain religion, which is a whole nother story.
Okay.
Whole nother
story. If you're reincarnated, what would you come back as? Would you come back as an animal or a person?
You know, I'd like to come back as an animal, no worries, even though we don't have, like, materialistic things like humans, we still get to live out in the wild, have basically no worries, no taxes. Just, I'd like to be a predator, though, not prey. I'd have to kill.
You know what I'd want to be? I'd want to come back as, like,
Jude Law?
No, how about just, I'd like to come out of Zooey Deschanel's vagina.
Yeah, I like that.
Like, I want to be the only man to have been that far up her vagina, and I was so far up that when I came out, I ripped that shit open. You know?
I like that. I like that a lot. Just her beautiful eyes and just a good person in general, I think.
Okay.
Even though her quirkiness.
I was surprised I actually liked that movie. No, I mean the show.
New Girl. Great show.
Okay. Okay, well, I think this is a good place to settle down here. This is our first podcast. We're really testing it out, but
yeah, just testing it out.
We'll see how it works out in the future. Okay. All right, thanks, everybody.
I'm Brian, and
this is Matt.